600 people dead. There are bodies that are in a makeshift morgue in a mosque, and an Islamic group is pretty much vowing to bring down the military coup. The anger is at its highest level while the military uses live fire. Christian churches are burned, homes are torched as well, and tourists have been urged to leave immediately. Tourists from not just the United States, from wherever they hail. The Europeans are saying the same thing. The Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt vowing to bring down that coup that toppled Mohamed Morsi and saying that they're committed to peaceful activism after what is one of the deadliest crackdowns to disperse anybody who's doing a sit-in or protesting or any of that kind of stuff. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's just a little slice of what's going on there in Egypt and Cairo and Alexandria and whatnot. And the death toll keeps climbing. There is a dusk-to-dawn curfew in Cairo and in the 10 other provinces as well to try to bring back the army's power of arrest. That's what they're trying to do. But needless to say, it's very, very unstable, that situation there in almost any of the cities. And here's some of the thoughts of a few of the people, ranging from all kinds of things, including the burning down of many of those churches.
Black, the statues and the paintings are on the ground mostly, the tinted glass. It is heartbreaking.
This is murder. You can't kill your own people and get away with it.
Yeah, very sad to hear that. You can't kill your own people and get away with it. Can you imagine? I shudder the thought that's living in the United States, the greatest country on the face of the earth. You know, when we fight for our freedoms, this is what I think in the back of my head. Can you imagine living in one of these situations where you have police and troops bulldozing, tear gassing, live fire on people to try to clear out some sit-ins? And, you know, there's been a resistance, the Muslim Brotherhood resistance to the military after they dumped Morsi back in the beginning of July. And so this idea that there's going to be true democracy in Egypt, I think, is ridiculous now at this point. And the conversation about foreign aid and what do we do, I would have to say the same thing. Now, there was some fighting in Washington over Egypt, even though everybody is pretty much cleared out. Because if you remember, Senator John McCain and his buddy, Senator Lindsey Graham, were over in Egypt. They went on a mission to try to quell what was happening. And Senator McCain says that the Secretary of State sabotaged their mission, screwed up what could have been a calming effect because of what he said about what was happening in that country that messed with, they felt, the progress that they were making in their conversations, that the Egyptian military was restoring some democracy, and they were in the country pushing that cooperation. They were sent to Egypt last week by the president, by the way. They were told, or they told the military, to release members of the Muslim Brotherhood from jail and set up some kind of a conversation, a dialogue, and move forward with the elections. So the president on Thursday condemned a military crackdown the day before, which left, you know, the 600 plus or so that I'm saying dead and wounded and whatnot, and canceled those joint military exercises that were set for next month. But McCain is saying that the White House refused, he's slamming them, saying they refuse to call the military takeover a coup, because that doing that would require the United States to withhold that aid that we've been talking about, that $1.3 billion. So Kerry's statements, what he said, how it was deplorable and whatnot, they say Kerry's statements legitimized the military government in their eyes and gave them a green light to take any action to put down opposition. That's what McCain is saying, that they felt that, okay, the Americans, the Secretary of State is saying this, so we're going to, if we have to bulldoze people and these citizens, then that's exactly what we're going to do. And if we can kill enough people, then we'll bring some order, and we're going to try to eliminate the Muslim Brotherhood, that kind of stuff. So the idea that there's any kind of cooperation has completely been thrown out the window now at this point, and that was the point of what McCain was saying. So, you know, here's the thing. Why are we doing any kind of, why do we have any kind of relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood, right? Why are we trying to ensure that the idiots at the asylum are getting over $1 billion in aid and getting, to boot, a shipment of F-16s courtesy of the United States? What are we getting by getting involved in this? Removing Hosni Mubarak led to what now has happened, to the collapse of Egypt. It's insane. It's insane. And we send over McCain and Graham in the middle of that. And they're at odds with what the White House is saying. So what, I mean, our foreign policy is ridiculous. Now, I wonder why people are laughing at us. There is no foreign policy. I mean, really, we have become, I think we've become a laughingstock. That's why Vladimir Putin was not afraid to pull the trigger on that whole asylum thing. He doesn't care. He's not concerned. We're just getting weaker and weaker on the international stage. Seriously. The philosophy doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And then what happens when this administration goes away? Then what happens with our foreign policy? Guarantee in 2016, this is going to be one of the major areas that will be talked about. There's going to be four, and this will be one of the top four. Botching this crisis really does nothing but ensure that there are more people mocking us internationally. It used to be that you feared the United States and revered the United States and wanted to come to the United States because you wanted to drink in that freedom if you could get here. Ugh. My, oh, my. All right, much more to come in this hour of America Tonight, including, boy, we have a great conversation coming up with David Swanson. He was inside the courtroom for the Bradley Manning sentencing hearing. He's been in that courtroom the whole time, and he has plenty of thoughts. He is pro-Manning and saying that he is getting raked over the coals. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. More to come. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Being a news person in Egypt, we saw that a news photographer was killed. CNN crews have been ducking fire in Cairo. It's that bad. They don't care. You're a journalist. Forget it. It is the wild, wild west, my friends. I do not see this being reeled back into any kind of a democratic process. What do you think? 855-266-5283. Cut the cord, cut the Egypt aid, and be done with it. The president saying that the violence needs to stop. Let's call it a coup, let's call it a day, and let them sort it out. We have lost Egypt. We messed up. We backed Morsi, and then we screwed up in the aftermath, and we continue to go down in the wrong direction. So if there's a way to turn it around, it's called back out of this now. Back out of it. Egypt is becoming the next Iraq. Seriously. Do we need to do this? And the answer is no. No. We do not need to be in the middle of this. It's a powder keg, and we're partly responsible, I think, for standing there and backing the Muslim Brotherhood. And it is a bloodbath. That's what it is. When you have people killed and you have flashpoints all over Cairo and the rest of the country, this fighting and who's on what side that's unclear, that's when it becomes depressingly like Iraq. Well, you don't know who's who. I mean, they are hanging by a thread. That's what it is. So the fighting's going on. Who knows who's fighting who? Sometimes that's what's happening literally in the streets. And it's sad. We're seeing those scenes now in Egypt. 3 years ago, you didn't have this. This all happened within the last 2 years. So, I mean, this is a zero-sum game for us. It is a zero-sum game. Cut the cord. I mean, this is exactly what happened in Iraq. It's exactly what happened. And it's just escalating. It's getting worse. And we have only seen the tip of the iceberg here, I believe, honestly. You may have a different opinion. You can share it, 855-266-5283. The president, by the way, says no military exercises with Egypt. This is a big thing we were going to do. So they canceled the joint exercises with the Egyptian military. That is big. And we'll see what happens now. Like I said, as this situation continues to escalate. Right here at the top of the show, you know, there's all kinds of bad boys. I mean, bad behavior is nothing new. And, you know, in fact, political reporters over time have been able to feast on it when somebody does something that is just absolutely atrocious and you say to yourself, did that really happen? It becomes legendary. It's the thing that late night comics feast off of. And if there was ever anybody that was giving material to the comedians, it has to be this mayor of San Diego, Bob Filner. So let me tell you the story and roll this back as we head in a much different direction here on the show. You have this mayor who different women, professional women, have come out to say that he did various inappropriate things, made inappropriate advances or whatever, and he voluntarily said that he was going for help, and then mysteriously, did he check out early or what happened there? Now you have this great-grandmother, and that's what she's being billed as, right? She's somebody's great-grandmother, who works at the Senior Citizen Service Desk in San Diego City Hall, who said that she continually faced inappropriate advances by the mayor while trying to do her job. She said the mayor kissed her and once asked her if I thought he could go 8 hours in one night. Wow. And so this woman says, this great-grandma, I mean this guy, what is he doing, said that every day she went to work, she had butterflies in her stomach because she didn't know what was going to happen the next time the mayor came by the desk. Here's the thing. The city council is calling for him to resign. The guy needs to let go of the job. He's not going to hang on to this. The nightmare continues. The list grows longer and longer. I mean, they're just going to have to, are they going to boot him? They're going to have to boot him. He is hanging on to this. He has a death grip on this office, and he's not going to let go of it. He was elected mayor in 2012 after 10 terms in Congress. He was a congressman. So the accusers range from a singer at a campaign fundraiser to his former communications director, who called him unfit for office. So now if you count up the amount of people, it's 15. He's like, in a different way, he's like the Tiger Woods of politics. I mean, Tiger Woods was a little bit further and a little bit different situation, but the amount is adding up. So he's just not resigning. He's not resigning. Even including the two senators there saying, resign, resign. He's got a recall effort. They're trying to gather more than 100,000 signatures to put his future up to a vote. If they put it up to a vote, you know what's happening there. He did say that he failed to fully respect the women who worked for him and with him, and that he was embarrassed by his actions, but that he would be vindicated by a presentation of the facts. Well, how do you present the facts? What do you do, a chart, and you go through what every woman said and say that it's exaggerated or it's not right or it's, what do you say? I mean, listen, it's pretty bad when Hooters blackballs you. I'm sorry, that's how bad it is. When the downtown location of Hooters says, we do not want you in here, then that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing that he has been blackballed there. And I think the taxpayers went clearly, if they have to make the decision, I think this guy is out. He's done. And think about it. All those years he was in Congress, and then he gets elected mayor, and it was that quickly. Look what he's done in a very short amount of time. And this is a city that has some serious things going on. They're trying to bid for the 2024 Olympics, and, you know, this is a desirable place to go and visit, San Diego. It's one of our prettiest cities. It's our eighth biggest city. And, you know, this guy, there's just where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, people can make wild accusations, and you can't just throw people out of positions because somebody decides to come up with some nasty innuendo or somebody exaggerates something or whatever. But with that many people and the different types of people we're talking about, yeah, I think that they have to look into this further. And if it does come to a vote, I think he's gone. He's voted out. So, you know, the Anthony Weiners and the David Vitters, and you know, the list grows long. They have to love it when somebody else gets in that position, because the heat gets taken off them. People are looking to, you know, to that ridiculous story. Like I said, the ultimate thing is it gives, I mean, it's really the comedians who benefit from it, because the amount of fodder for any comedian, a late night comedian especially, it's incredible. And it just keeps giving and giving and giving. It's crazy, isn't it? All right, I'm very excited about our next guest coming up on America Tonight. Why? I don't completely share his point of view. In some elements of the story, I definitely do. Bradley Manning, he now faces probably 90 years behind bars. And David Swenson was in the courtroom when Bradley Manning apologized, and listening to what people had to say. And ultimately now what's going to happen with this sentence is it'll be handed down. Is he going to get 90 years? Maybe he gets less than that. Who knows? But watching the whole thing unfold would be pretty fascinating, I would say, if you had a front row seat. And he was one of the 30 people who had a front row seat to this. We've talked to the people with his group before, and it's fascinating to hear what he has to say when you compare overreach and liberties and all that kind of stuff. So David Swenson is joining us next here on the flip side of America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Bradley Manning and what's happening now as this trial has wound down. It's about the sentencing. Many of you have called in to weigh in, have sent emails, etc. And Bradley Manning at this point is, in a sense, I think, fighting for his life. Somebody who was in the courtroom, David Swanson, joins us, and he wrote a great piece, blogged about it. Screaming in Bradley Manning's Trial is the title of it, and he's with RootsAction.org. David, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
I'm glad to.
Tell me, first of all, tell me what it was like, and you described it brilliantly, by the way, in your blog post, but for the listeners across the nation now hearing you for the first time, what was it like to be in the courtroom as this was all going down?
Well, typically when I'm in a congressional hearing on Capitol Hill that's, you know, half as offensive as this was, I shout something out and then get hauled out of there. Here I kept my mouth shut because I didn't want to do anything to hurt Bradley Manning and his legal team's efforts. But their efforts were to argue that he was not in his right mind, that he was immature, that he was troubled, and that he now has learned his lessons, and he's very, very sorry for the damage he did. And so he apologized for damaging the United States, even though he greatly benefited the United States by exposing what our government is doing so we can see. And he apologized for hurting people, even though through the whole ordeal there was no evidence ever presented that he hurt anyone. And so it was rather painful to watch.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, too, is we tried to wrestle with this term whistleblower, and all of the information that was put out there was the biggest ever classified information, you know, leaked out. But in whistleblowing, as far as whistleblowing is concerned, I mean, this has to be, and you say it, it has to be one of the biggest and most significant whistleblowing moments in our history, but they didn't talk about anything of that sort. Nothing about what was prevented or what happened as a result. Were you surprised by that?
I was somewhat. I was surprised that there was no discussion whatsoever over the possible benefits or harms of various types of sentence that he might be given. And I was disturbed that there was no mention whatsoever of the good that he had done, of the laws that he was upholding while violating lesser laws, of his legal and moral duty to be a whistleblower, of the status of hero that he's earned around the world, that he's four times a nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize, that he's credited by many with having finally ended the war in Iraq by exposing various crimes that persuaded the Iraqi government to reject the Obama White House's pleas to allow the occupation to continue with criminal immunity for U.S. troops, that the members of the government in Tunisia credit him with having strongly boosted that nonviolent democratic movement that overthrew a tyrant. You go through country after country. The missile strikes by the U.S. in Yemen that the government of Yemen falsely took credit for at U.S. instruction, that collaboration exposed by Bradley Manning, and the fear put into State Department officials and their colleagues around the world that if they engage in crimes and corruption going forward, it might be exposed. That benefit has been greatly appreciated by many around the globe. Not a mention whatsoever that he might have done any good, just this pretense that he did some vague sort of harm.
And what's interesting is you said all of what you just mentioned there, the wars, the things that have happened, what he would have been a catalyst for. It's interesting that so much of that other side has not been revealed. I say this all the time on America Tonight. It's about labels, traitor, hero, Nobel Prize nominee, troubled, wanted to switch genders, all this other stuff. Was that putting all of that out there as far as the prosecution was concerned? Do you think that was to do anything to tear down his character, was what they were after?
If so, they had a willing and eager partner in the defense team, which made the entire presentation yesterday, including two psychotherapists, one who had treated Manning in Iraq and another hired by the defense team, his sister, his aunt, and himself, all focused on his gender issues, the stress he was under, the stress from his alcoholic parents and upbringing and fetal alcohol syndrome and Asperger's, and the stress from his relationship with his boyfriend and his desire to switch genders, and his suffering from what they almost treated as a disease, which they called post-adolescent idealism, which I really wish we could bottle or make contagious in some way. But they treated it as not entirely acceptable in that it motivated him to engage in these misdeeds. And so there was this pitch by the defense team to present him as troubled for these motives that had nothing to do with what he seems to be to have been troubled by in the chat logs that exposed him way back when. He seemed to have been troubled by war crimes. Not a mention whatsoever of that. No mention that there was any war involved during the whole course of the day. Rather, he was troubled by these other personal defects. He wasn't thinking clearly, but he's a very likable guy, and the judge should be nice to him. And in fact, he did come off as a very likable guy, and the prosecution was focused purely on making him look like an unlikable guy. They just weren't very good at it.
Yeah. You mentioned this at the top, and of course, when Bradley Manning actually addressed the court, do you think that was a smart play by his attorney to have him do that?
I think once his defense team had adopted this strategy of being apologetic for doing wrong rather than demanding credit for having been a whistleblower, they did it very, very skillfully, very, very well. His sister's testimony was incredibly heart-wrenching. People were openly weeping in the courtroom and outside after the break. And his testimony, which was just a three-minute statement that he read, unsworn, meaning he wouldn't be cross-examined. The combination was very, very powerful. I mean, if sympathy for an individual and the hardship of his life meant anything, as all everyone in the courtroom assumed it did, then they played that strategy very, very well. It does not, however, leave one expecting Bradley Manning to have a voice, if he's even capable of having a voice from a military prison, along the lines of a John Brown or a Mumia Abu-Jamal. I mean, he's not going to be speaking out against injustice as the world's most famous prisoner. He's going to be continuing to apologize, it looks like.
Depending on what happens with Manning, and what does your, because you were there in the courtroom, and there was obviously media there, and there's discussion and chitter-chatter in the hallways. What's your feeling about, and who knows, but how many years Manning will get? What do you think this judge will ultimately say?
I don't know, but this is a judge who, during the course of this process, has been offered a promotion by the government to the appeals court to which this would be appealed, doubly disturbing. This is a judge who, during the guilt and innocence phase, allowed the prosecution all sorts of outrages and violations of Bradley Manning's rights. This is not a fair playing field. This is a judge who's a subordinate of the president, the commander-in-chief, who declared him guilty months before the trial, which typically results in great difficulties in trying someone, not in this case. So the question is, you know, there's no mandatory minimum. The judge could give him nothing, and rightly should. But I wouldn't, I have no reason to bet any money on that. I think you have to lean more closely toward the other end, toward the 90 years, which is the sentence that is facing him.
We're speaking with David Swanson, RootsAction.org. David, when you look at what's happened with Bradley Manning and then the situation with Ed Snowden, and he's got the asylum now in Russia, and the thought is he may still end up in Latin America. But do you think that this dissuades people from blowing the whistle if they have the opportunity to see something that they think is majorly wrong that needs to be exposed to the American people, and it has to do especially with the government?
Well, I don't think we need to speculate. Many journalists who report on Washington, D.C. Have been stating in the aftermath of these two cases that their regular sources are very, very reluctant to speak. We saw the man who ran the company now shut down that Edward Snowden used for email speaking the other day and saying that he had to shut down his company rather than spy on all of his customers for the government, but he couldn't say a word about what the government had asked him to do unless he flees the country. This is the climate of secrecy, that there's an internal threat program established now by the White House requiring that government employees snitch on each other. And yet, What happened to Bradley Manning did not dissuade Edward Snowden. There are always going to be exceptions. There are always going to be people inspired by the heroism of others. And that's, you know, that's our best hope at this point.
David Swanson, thanks so much. I know that you're probably just tuckered out from everything that you've been doing. We appreciate the time on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
Once again, heading down the straightaway in the home stretch of this hour of America Tonight. Boy, what an interesting conversation to have with David Swenson, who was right there as that was all unfolding. And Bradley Manning, just a couple of years ago, that's all anybody was talking about was Bradley Manning, and now it is switched to Ed Snowden. But here it is, after these years, what's going to happen to Manning? What kind of sentence is he going to ultimately get? It's not going to be a walk in the park, as he suggested. You know, 90 is the number that's being bandied about. Speaking of numbers, it's time for another edition of We Can Count. Identified 2,776 incidents or violation of the rules of court orders for the surveillance of Americans or foreign targets in the United States. So how about that? The NSA breaking the rules thousands of times per year. This story broke in the Washington Post. And where do you think they got the information? Yeah, Ed Snowden gave them the information. That's right. The reasons for the FISA violations during the first quarter of 2012, 60 were error, meaning workload issues. 39, they didn't follow the operating procedures, so there were typographical errors or broad terms, and whoops, that led to the culling of the wrong information. 67 of that could be attributed to computer error. So they didn't recognize roamers or foreigners who bring their mobile phones into the United States. So just ridiculous, huh? The National Security Agency certainly overstepped their legal authority. We know that how many times, thousands of times, and it's pretty clear as it's laid out. So the Washington Post got the info from the NSA leaker Ed Snowden, and it had lots of detail and analysis that's not routinely even shared with Congress or the special court that oversees surveillance. In one of the documents, the agency personnel are instructed to remove details and substitute, get this, generic language in reports to the Justice Department and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. So there you go. Take it for what it is worth. I think the craziest thing of all of those numbers is this one. One of the examples was from 2008. There was a large number of calls from Washington when a programming error confused the U.S. area code 202 for 20, the international dialing code for Egypt. So they got all that information from Washington, D.C. instead. And the FISA court judge, in light of this, says, you know what, we only have the ability to police the U.S. spying program so much. So don't think that there's going to be some incredible, massive overhaul here. That's not likely. All right, let's jump to something completely different. Major League Baseball is going to expand instant replay in 2014. Whew, big mistake. They say it's a historic moment, Bud Selig, that they're going to expand what they review next season, giving managers something they've never had in an effort to dramatically reduce the number of incorrect calls. He made this announcement after meeting with all of the teams. The proposal has to be voted on by the owners in November. They say a 75% vote by the owners is needed for approval, and the Players Association and the umpires would have to agree to any changes in the system, but mostly people were praising it, saying it was the right thing to do, like the Rays manager, Joe Maddon, who said, this is the time, it's time to make the right decision. We didn't have it several years ago, now we do. Oh, what about all those arguments about the bad umping? I guess some of those will be cut down, perhaps. That's one of the great things about the game, that you can later let off some steam and say that they really screwed up. That umpire missed that call. Man, he's a bum. He should be booted. Why do we have to get the crummy umps every single time? Do you watch morning TV? Are you an insomniac coming off the third shift, just can't get to sleep, or you're one of these people that sleeps odd hours all over the map? I think a lot of us have that, where sometimes we're sleeping at a certain time and other times we can get to sleep. You know how it rolls, right? So GMA may be something that you've watched a few times. GMA actually topped the Today Show by nearly a million total viewers. That's huge. They finished number one again. So 5.225 million, and that's for the week of August 5th, according to the Nielsen's. NBC was 4.260 million. And then you think of Duck Dynasty on little old A&E. They debut to their season debut for the second season, 11 million viewers of reality television shows. Isn't that crazy? So GMA is kicking the butt of the Today Show 45 weeks in a row. How about that? It's probably due to all of those changes. And morning TV is still a place where, television-wise anyway, people are still tune in because they're running around, kids are getting ready, you may be getting ready, somebody in your household might be getting ready if you're a third shift person, but whatever. People are running around and they'll turn on the tube then. So that's pretty bad for the Today Show people to be in that situation on NBC. I think it's because of all the changes and the whole thing with Ann Curry that blew up in their face. Let me ask you this question here on We Can Count. Would you pay $38 for a hamburger? You know, there's a guy in Washington that's created what he dubbed as the Kraken Burger at Jack in the Box. I'm not kidding you. 20 patties, 36 toppings. Yep. $38. Most expensive burger ever ordered at a fast food chain. He didn't get any change. $38 for that. Now, he put it together. I don't think many people are going to say, well, I want that Kraken burger that guy made, because it's certainly not on the menu. He decided he'd make it himself. The burger, if you took the whole thing, is about 9,000 calories. 20 patties, chicken, spicy chicken, two fried eggs, ham, sausage. Ugh, the list goes on. Wow, that's crazy. 9,000 calories. How would you feel after inhaling 9,000 calories? How do you eat that? Oh, that's brutal. You know, the most expensive burger, there is a hamburger in New York, I think, that costs $100. I can't remember where it is because it quickly left my mind the second that I heard about it, because I thought, well, I'll never be eating that burger, that's for sure, no matter what. Oh, so sad to say that New Zealand, once again, the ground zero for earthquakes, strong earthquakes, 6.5 hitting after 2:30 in the afternoon in a small island town called Sidon. At least 6 aftershocks, 5.0 magnitude. They had workers scrambling for cover. A bridge was destroyed. Homes were damaged. But here's the good thing. So far, surprisingly, no serious injuries have been reported, and that's great news. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. You can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter by going to americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.